Welcome, good moms. If you ever doubt that you're a good mom, you are in the right place. I am Jodi Schilling, mom of four and a former educator. And on this podcast, we talk about all the hard topics. We talk about the pressures and the demands that are placed on moms, and more importantly, how to get past all of that so you can do you. Let's define good mom on your terms. Hi, moms. I want to give you a short and sweet episode this week on a very important topic. So the topic I'd like to share is when you are considering an evaluation for your child, and that is for determining whether or not they have a diagnosis of ADHD or autism or a mental health diagnosis, this is a big decision as a parent, and it brings up a lot of emotions. And so there are three main things to think about as you go into this. But I also want to offer that if you have more questions about this and you would like more support, please reach out, because there's multiple layers to this whole decision. I just want to start with the three main things to think about. So first of all, the decision itself is going to be an emotional decision. And I just want to tell you that whatever emotions do come up, know that every emotion is okay. Every emotion is valid that you might feel as a mom. If you're like me, you might have a feeling that comes up of trepidation about even going through with it because you're worried about what other people, the way that they will treat your child. You're worried about judgment, or that people won't see your child for who they really are, that they may have low expectations, that they will even flat out reject or exclude your child. And all of these feelings as a mom are valid. Of course we don't want someone to reject our child, right? Of course we want our child to be accepted and seen for who they are. And by going through a process of getting a diagnosis with a disability, we know that the way our society has stigmas around kids with behavior struggles or just any kind of disability, we still have a long way to go in society as human beings with the way that we judge, and we aren't there yet in terms of inclusion and acceptance, and we have a ways to go there. So all of that is so understandable if you are having those kinds of fears. The other thing that's going to happen emotionally is that besides the fears that are valid, you might have emotions you're not even planning or expecting to have. Emotions can come up such as anger, just the whole feeling that there's something not fair about the fact that your child may have something that they struggle with neurologically or physiologically. And you can have feelings even of grieving, where you go through a process where you thought your child was going to have certain characteristics and you imagined how they were going to grow up, and then you have a realization that that might not be the case. And there is some grieving that comes with that. And then you might add on some shame and think that you shouldn't be grieving when you're thinking about your child. And then you're going to judge yourself about that. So this can all feel very heavy and very overwhelming. And you can, like a lot of moms who go through this process, you can, as a defense mechanism, as a protection, your brain might kick into a form of denial where you don't want to face that there's a possibility that your child is struggling in an area where they may need some support. And any of these combinations of any of these emotions that come up or any of these reactions to this whole thing, all of it is normal. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing bad. You're not a bad mom if you have any feelings that come up around this whole process. The second most important thing, and this is from personal experience as well, is that you're going to be inundated with so much information First of all, you're probably already researching information yourself. You've probably already Googled whatever area that you suspect your child might have a diagnosis. So you may have already been looking up and reading everything about ADHD or autism or any of the other ones. And then you're probably finding already that there's so much conflicting information out there, right? And this again can be confusing and overwhelming, and you can read things that will be shocking and scary, and you'll read about prognosis that, you know, and percentages and statistics, and all of it can be so scary. And what I want to tell you about that also is that there's a lot of information that is not useful and is not accurate, and the information that you can cross-check with your pediatrician, with someone that you trust, with your own values, and you can find information that can help you to support your child for the goals that you have. Because the other thing that happens is that you're going to get a lot of advice, and somebody's going to say, for example, I'll just use an example of using a medication for ADHD, a very common thing. You're going to have a lot of doctors who say that using medication for ADHD is the best treatment plan. And you're going to also hear the opposite advice, which is you don't need to try to regulate attention deficit with medication. There's lots of other ways to help your child, and they're less of an impact on their developing brain. And so this is why it's important for you to trust what feels right to you and what aligns with your values. I can tell you that having gone through this, we have tried both sides of probably every, like we've taken the advice of medication, and then we've also taken the advice of not using medication. And you just need to know that it's always your decision. You know your child best, and you can trust yourself as a mom to take the information in and make a decision from it. And then the third thing I want to tell you, that as you go through this process, to keep in mind that you don't have to have your evaluation be focusing on deficits or delays or problems that your child has. You can get that information along with other information, but I always like to think of a holistic approach. When I'm going into the decision to get an evaluation, I also want to know all of the areas that my child has strengths and gifts and special talents. And when you think of it as a whole child approach, then you're looking at their health, their social and emotional development, and their physical health. And you're looking for ways that by taking in all of the information, their strengths and their areas where they need support, then you can be most informed about decisions going forward for their medical care and their school supports, right? Whether that might be having special programming at school or not, or again, like we were talking about, whether you decide on medication or other forms of therapy or not. Just remember that you have all the control here. You can decide what is right for you and your family and your child when you're making this decision. And then the last thing I want to share, and I think this is an important part of the decision process, is that your child is a unique child with a neurodiverse brain, like every human, including you and me and all the kids and humans. And that in itself, that concept, that neurodiversity is what everyone has, right? That when you go in and whatever providers you are selecting for the evaluation process, you can make sure that they're in alignment with that same idea, if that's the idea that you, that feels right to you about brain differences. So for me, I just don't find it useful to think that children who are compared to their peers are behind in some way or delayed or that they have some type of a problem. I just don't find that as useful as saying that all children are different, and that's what's beautiful about being a human being is how unique we are. And that when we do an evaluation to find out information, it's because we want to help the child feel as successful as possible and to develop at a pace that we feel comfortable with supporting them, but not that we are trying to catch them up or that we're not believing that they have a deficit of some kind. I don't think that's necessary. I think we can just get the information from an evaluation as a broad picture of really, you know, who they are, so we can celebrate all of their strengths and their gifts, and also remembering that the parts of our brain that work really well sometimes work really well because there's other parts of the brain that are at a different developmental stage. And there's also a lot that we're learning about the brain that it develops in different stages for different reasons that are like designed in a way that they're supposed to do that, right? That it's not, that maybe autism isn't a problem. Maybe it's actually a gift. That the way that that sequence of development happens is really, really unique, and it has a purpose that, you know, we're missing the whole picture when we're thinking that that's a problem. And so there's so much new research coming out all the time. So when I think of an evaluation, I think, oh, this is going to give us some really interesting information about how to know everything about this child so we can see the whole picture of who they are as a unique human. And so I just wanted to share these initial thoughts about the process of going through an evaluation, the decision, and how hard that is. I just want you to feel validated if you have a lot of negative or fearful emotions around it, but also to give you some perspective as you go into the process. And by all means, above and beyond it all, I want you to remember that you as a mom have the ultimate decision-making power, and you can advocate for your child on whether or not an evaluation is what you want to do. And you get to also decide whether or not any of the information that you get from these evaluations is problematic or not problematic. If it's information that is going to be useful for supporting and helping them grow, or if it's going to be used against them in some way, you get to decide that. I hope this is helpful to you. And if you have a need for more support around this, you just want to talk it through with someone, I am happy to do that. You can reach out to me at my email, which is jody@goodmomcoach.com. or on social media. I will be back next week with a new topic. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
If you like this podcast, please rate and review so we can spread the word to other moms who are going through the same thing. You can also find me over on Instagram. You'll find links to my website there, information about my coaching program, and free resources. Thank you again for joining me. Have a great week, and please rate and review.